This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
Thank you, Paul Anthony, and from Medford on this snowy Tuesday evening, the second overtime, and Medford, a drive to the hole, missing it. The follow-up is up and good from Hayden Coaster, a sophomore. And that pulls Medford back within four at 67-63. They've come from behind twice. Chaha had the lead late in regulation, 53-50, only to see Medford tie it and force overtime at 53. Chaha got ahead in the first overtime in this JV game, only to see Medford come back and force a second overtime at 57. The Cards got out to a six-point lead here at 67-61, but Medford just scoring on that rebound basket. Clock ticking toward 1 minute left in overtime from Medford tonight. Halvo flying solo with you as our WOGO sports season continues to get started. Oh, and a great drive to the hole. Guyton Petro, the sophomore, ups the lead back to six. A right hand on the left-handed side as Aaron Canes yells out the instructions to his guys. Clock stopping 45 seconds left. Foul on the Cards. Again, this is just the first of two tonight. We've got the varsity contest to follow. And the foul going on Patro, his fourth. Double overtime, 4 minutes per after playing the 36 minutes. So these guys a little bit bushed. It'll be almost 44 minutes of basketball. First free throw, no good. Logan Gubser, a junior, misses the second one for Medford. Cards come out of there with it. Petro to the near side as Jai brings it left to right. Inside of 40 seconds now. Medford needs to foul. Down by six. 69-63. Wide open down low, and missing the shot is number 11 for the Cards. Gavin Thompson, the freshman. The only freshman on the JV squad. Medford out of there with it now. But time, and then they have it stolen away by Chippewa. And that's number 5, Colin Nichols. Into the forecourt, and he gets tied up with 17.7 left here in the second overtime. We got a complete Halverson connection. Dawson Halverson manning the controls back at the WOGO studio. If he could just turn down the snow button to get that to wrap up, that'd be good. Thank you. Oh, we don't have one. My mistake. Free throw is up and rattles out. No. And it's Isaiah Desjarlais, the sophomore for the Cards. Get another one. Back, no good. Fighting for the rebound, and it's great job that time by the Cardinal player. Number 11, Gavin Thompson, the freshman, heads up and throwing it off the Medford player. Number 14 that time, Hayden Coaster, and it goes out of bounds. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 15 seconds left in the second overtime. This is just the JV game. We're just getting this fire started on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The final 15 seconds of this second overtime of the JV game. Cards inbounding up six. They get it in out on top to the spectacle-wearing Jacob Laquia, the junior. And Jacob to the free throw line. 12 seconds left. The leads have not been safe at the end of regulation or overtime for the Chi-High JV squad, but hopefully here. First one is up and around and in. Laquio will get another one. Varsity game to follow. You're on WOGO. Second one good. 8-point lead now. 12 seconds left. Into the forecourt, Medford. Three-point shot blocked by number five, Colin Nichols. Cards out of there with it. That's going to do it. 2-1. It's final. Chi-High wins the JV game in their season opener, 71-63 at Medford. We'll take a three-minute timeout. Back with the start of, well, the continuation of Cardinal Countdown, getting you ready for the varsity tilt. Two senior-laden squads taking place, squaring off against each other as Chi-High wins the JV game in double overtime tonight, 71-63. Back in three.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowland, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily.
Here's Ben.
Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes.
Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chi-High winning the JV game to get things going in double overtime to start the season, 71-63. We've had a lot of success so far, I guess, in the winter sports season, now that I think about it. Caleb Swenson calling a winner for McDonald girls. Greg Stewart calling two victories. The Cardinals boys on ice. And Madison, Verona and Edgewood. And now the JV game And it's Chahai enrollment 1485 with Medford enrollment over 700. So it's about half the size. I made reference to that, at least an allusion to that, in my pregame conversation with Jason Prue that we'll get to. You'll hear his take on enrollment size and basketball and more. But two senior-laden clubs going to score off in this main event tonight, as it's Chahai with seven seniors and Medford with six. Medford with six seniors, including Logan Baumgartner. And he can bomb them in, folks. Yeah, little humor. 6'4 senior. He was the leading three-point shooter in Division II last year. So look out for Logan Baumgartner tonight. But talking to Coach Prue, you're going to hear, again, his conversation here shortly here in our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And they're excited to be playing. Not everybody's playing. Some of the games did get canceled tonight. Various places, some schools were letting out early. Broadcaster was handling the game from Medford here, came down from Phillips. I don't envy him. That was a tough enough drive just coming here from Chippewa. But he said they had 6 inches there. So anyhow, different amounts. And the further north, apparently that's where this was a little more serious. The further south, it was dissipating some. We got Chahai basketball tonight for you as the Cardinals open their season here in Medford. And meanwhile, checking our WOGO sports calendar on Friday night, it's the Chahai girls action coming your way. Estimated pregame of 6:55. It's depending on when the JV game ends, and tonight's didn't want to. And that'll be the Chahai girls, Becca's Bestels team at home against Rice Lake. So join us Friday night for that. A very busy winter as we open up December, January, February, and hopefully go as far into March as we can. Chahai, their road, beginning at Medford tonight, and then they're at Rice Lake, the boys, on Friday night, and then at home against Stevens Point on the 6th, and at home against Eau Claire North on the 9th. And when we check that WOGO sports calendar, we'll have that game on the 9th for you coming up in 10 days as they take on the Huskies. Meanwhile, Medford opening up with the Cards here tonight. And then on Friday night, they're at home against Lakeland, at Onalaska, Saturday, December 3rd, and then at New Richmond on the 6th before they host Antigo on Friday, December 9th. Chahai and Medford tonight. We'll take another break, and when we come back, Chippewa Falls head coach Jason Prue on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Jason Krupp.
Coach, a new season.
Yeah, new season. We're excited. We've got a lot of guys back. They've been great to work with the last couple weeks, and I'm excited for the year.
Absolutely. How's the preseason been going? Guys chomping at the bit to get things going in game action?
Absolutely. We got a lot of guys back, so they're competing for spots, for playing time, and I feel like we're a deep team, and a lot of guys want it. So it's good. It's good competition and practice, and that'll prepare us for these games.
Medford enrollment's about half of Chi High, but when we record this interview at halftime, Medford was leading by 8 in the JV game.
Yeah, enrollment doesn't matter in basketball. You got good basketball is good basketball, and Coach Brown has a great program coming over here at Medford, and you know they're going to bring it every year and every game, and they're a fun team to have on the schedule.
So tell us about your squad this year. I mean, kind of what's similar, anything that's going to be different?
Obviously the guys are similar, but the way that they're going to approach everything and the way that they're going to play is going to be so much different. There's so much more focus. When you become a senior, things change, and guys are really competing and getting after it, and they want a successful year.
Defensively?
Yeah, we're going to compete. We're going to get after it defensively, hopefully bring the energy and compete every possession and rebound the basketball and do it again next time down.
We'll mention the starters here later in the pregame, but how deep do you see your bench going?
I mean, we have 15 guys on the roster. Three of them are playing JV right now that in a normal year would probably be playing varsity. But when we're returning so many guys, I'm not afraid to put anybody in. I'm not sure how deep that will go in the game. But whoever goes in, I have full confidence that's going to play well.
This is the first of 12 games we're scheduled to bring back to the folks. And it was kind of a rough travel over here tonight. So probably a lot of folks enjoying listening to the broadcast.
Yeah, it's good that you're here and you can put it out there for everybody who can't make the trip. And we're excited we get to play. I know hockey and girls basketball were canceled, and we were watching the weather and we were waiting nervously. And when we got the word that we're going, we were all excited to come over.
Coach, thanks so much. If you get a chance to bop up to the top of the bleachers, talk to us in the postgame. Otherwise, we wish you the best.
All right, thanks a lot.
Head coach Jason Krupp, he's excited about the year. You can tell we got more coming up on WDOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Route, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh! Ben Carlson. Yes! Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
In case you're joining us just now, JV game went long, so double overtime. Chihai won that one 71-63, and we got about 2 minutes plus left before we get rolling and starting lineups in basketball here tonight from Medford on this snowy second to last day of November. Our three refs are here and coming over to meet the coaches. But why don't we take care of business, our Toyson Ford keys to the game. Thanks so much to Craig Toyson, the owner of the Eau Claire Express, and we're glad that he's carried his support for our sports coverage from football here into the winter sports. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Keys to the game tonight. I always like the Dick Bennett, Bo Ryan approach, the idea that take care of the basketball, good shots, play good defense. On top of that, though, for Chihai, I want to also say keep your eye on Logan Baumgartner. I mean, what I saw from that Medford JV club is they were tough. Yeah, they had an 8-point halftime lead, but, I mean, Chihai was leading late, and they hit a bank three to force the first overtime, and Scrappy fought hard to force that second overtime. I presume that the same thing will be true here for Coach Ryan Brown's squad in the varsity game coming up. Fighting hard. This is a top-notch, top-tier Division II team year in, year out. They got six seniors. Chihai got seven. I think it's going to be a good one to get the season rolling. But keys to the game tonight. Take care of the basketball. Good shots. Play good defense. And somebody at all times on Logan Baumgartner. That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. Brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. I'll give you a quick heads up. Talking about the JV game, there were three JV players that are also on varsity. Coach Prue made reference to that number, and they are. Number two, Cole Pearlberg, is a 6'2 sophomore. Number 10, Colin Nichols, a 6'2 sophomore. And 6'1 junior, number 33, Braden Dickerson. And you also heard Coach Prue talk about girls basketball tonight was canceled due to the weather, but we're glad they kept this one on. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the starting lineups of basketball coming up. Chihai and Medford Varsity next on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
All right, we're getting ready for basketball. Finally, Chahai JV needed 44 minutes to knock off Medford in the JV game, 71-63. Let's start off with the starters for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. 6 foot and a senior, number 3, Christian Crumbaker. 5'10 senior, number 4, Kansas Smith. 6'7 senior, number 5, Jackson Tomczak. 6'5 senior, number 15, Trent Lindner. And it just everything just went dark in here. And 6 foot senior, number 44, Mason Minarski. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. All right, this is like an NBA game. Everything went dark with the spotlight. And I cannot see. The play-by-play guy was only speculating Medford's lineup for me. All right. Get my phone here. All right, we'll get you the, we'll figure this out. All right, you've got 5'11 junior number 1, Tanner Raby. 5'10 senior number 2, Zach Rudolph, not the NBA player. 6'2 senior number 3, Ty Metz. 6'3 senior number 4, Charlie Kleist. And we told you about him, the leading Division II three-point shooter last year in the WIAA. 6'4 senior number 5, Logan Baumgartner. Medford is coached by Ryan Brown. Well, I've been to a lot of high school games over the years, not too many that just have it go completely dark and with the spotlight, so that's kind of cool. All right, Chai is dressed in the dark uniform, the black uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim, and Medford, the home white uniforms with some red numerals and trim. We're about ready to go. Chai is going to go right to left, and Medford left to right. And the Cards, second time through, win the tap. Mason Minarski, Cardinal basketball, we're underway here on WOGO Sports. Great to have you along tonight. Dawson Halverson manning the controls back at the WOGO studio. He had a little shorter drive than I did coming all the way to Medford. All right. On the outside now, Cardinals, Kansas Smith. Aggressive man-to-man defense as he is staked by Tanner Raby. That's H-R-A-B-Y, how you spell that. And Kansas has it knocked away out of bounds, but the Cards will maintain possession. Almost a steal. Raby just very aggressive, as I heard somebody say. Somebody made reference today. We need to be on them like white on rice. Okay, thank you. Kansas Smith inbounding. Looking. And there's the inbound out on top. Getting it to his teammate, Crumbaker. Working it on the outside, Tomczak. Kansas Smith, bounce pass Minarski. Great outside shooter, left baseline, double team. Whistle, and he gets called for the travel. Well, after that, there was contact, but the Cardinals' first turnover. All right. 17-21 to go. Again, 2 18-minute halves. If we need overtime like they did in the JV, it's 4 minutes per session. Medford on the attack, left to right. First time they've had it here tonight. Looking out for Baumgartner. He has it. Cross-courts the pass. Gets it over to Rudolph. There's the shot on the way. There's Baumgartner, that leading three-point shooter in D2 last year. Misses. Hit the back iron. Kansas Smith out of there with it. Into the forecourt off to Crumbaker. Crumbaker to Tomczak. Tomczak left wing. On top, Minarski. Picked up defensively there by Kleist. Three-pointer. Tomczak, a little too far. Rebound down to Crumbaker. Kicks it out, right corner. Kansas Smith. Short. Rebound. Third time, Tomczak gets it to go. And Tomczak gives the Cards a 2-0 lead. Jackson Tomczak. Bombs away at the other end. Shot no good by Kleist. Rebound fought for. Chased down. Out of there with it. Medford. Gets it on the right side. Driving to the basket for two is Charlie Kleist. And we're tied at two. Our first tie of the evening. And Chai brings it the other way. Cardinals on top. Crumbreaker. Deep left corner to Tomczak. He got the first two for the Cards. Trent Linder, I'm sorry, and there's the shot from long range, no good. The Cardinals steal it away. Crumbaker, so the first turnover on Medford. There's the shot from Tomczak, misses that one, and down with the rebound comes Ty Metz. At the other end, fire away, and in and out, no good on the three-point attempt for Raby, and into the forecourt, Kansas Smith. On the outside, Tomczak, the big fella, gets it down low. Lindner outside to Kansas Smith. 2-2 game, 15 and a half minutes to go, first half here on WOGO Sports. Tomczak double teamed, has the ball stolen away. Cardinals second turnover, stolen away by Ty Metz. And then a whistle and knocked out of bounds, and the Cards get it back. So Medford did have it briefly. You know, a first game of the year is known for turnovers, no question. I did a game last week, Colfax with a win over Thorpe, and yeah, pretty well-played game, but yeah, with some turnovers, you're going to have a little more than usual. Oh, nice pass by, look away by Minarski, down low to Smith, and then 3 seconds, I guess, on Chippewa, so a turnover on the Cardinals with 15 to 20 left in this first half, so getting some of the rust off. These guys were chomping at the bit, ready to go, and glad to get a crack at Medford here. Snowy drive or not, they don't care. Just get in the bus and get me there, right? All right, Medford on the attack, left to right. And a whistle and a foul going to go on the Cardinals. First foul of the season and first foul for either team 3 minutes into this game. And it goes on Jackson Tomczak, his first. And the first on the Cardinals as a team. So Medford on the inbound right corner. There's Baumgartner. He misses, falls to the floor, no foul called, but Medford, the offensive rebound. Rudolph works it to Baumgartner. Contact, spin move on Linder, double clutch, and he's going to draw the foul. Working on Trent Linder, the 6'5 Chi-High senior. First one on Trent. Second team foul on the Cardinals. 14:53 left, first half, tied at two. Baumgartner to the line. 6'4 senior swishes that one. And they've got a sub into the game now. Nick Staliga, 5'7 junior, number 11. Baumgartner misses the second free throw. Chai out with it, trailing 3-2. Into the forecourt. Bounce pass stolen away along the baseline. Crumbaker's pass intercepted. Fourth turnover already for the Cardinals. Driving right baseline and taking it in, and a good aggressive move, Charlie Kleist. And Kleist makes it 5-2. 5-2 Medford. Cards getting it back into the forecourt. Kansas Smith bringing it right to left on the outside. Crumbaker. Deep right corner, Lindner. Lindner, right baseline. His pass tipped and stolen. Fifth turnover for the Cardinals. Into the forecourt, Medford. It's number one. Raby's going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound, Minarski. I don't think Mason has shot yet. He hasn't. The 6'4 senior, leading scorer a year ago. Behind the line, he'll drive inside the free throw line. Off to the right, no good. Linder tips it out to him, though. Good job by Trent Linder on that one. Down low, Kansas Smith. Bounce pass, cutting Linder for two. And the Cardinals make it a 5-4 game. Into the forecourt comes Raby. His pass stolen away by Kansas Smith. And he's going to dive for it and not get there. And Kansas showing great hustle and determination, even though it will go back to Medford. And we've got multiple subs coming in, numbers 1, 11, and 12 for Chippewa. So somebody's going to have to help me out because one is not, we've got a zero, but not a one. I'm going to presume that's Zeke Johnson. 11 is Jackson Google, and 12 is David Trehart. Meanwhile, basket for Medford, making it 7-4. And whistle on Shahai's possession, and Medford gets their first foul of the game with 13:16 left in this first half. When you go to a high school gym, you never know where they're going to put you, and I am nowhere near. The scorer's table is, I'm on top of the bleachers, they're down below, so missed the score, but nonetheless, a 7-4 game here now. Shahai down by three. Just over 13 minutes left in this first half. Left side, Minarski to tie it. Honeycomb's out, no good. Rebound down to 25, Charlie Girl, a 6-foot sophomore. Contact, whistle, and a foul at the other end as Ty Metz driving. Medford probably advantage Medford in terms of driving to the basket so far, and they continue to stand in the Medford student section, and big numbers here tonight. All right, so the foul going on Zeke Johnson, his first for the Cardinals. We get a timeout. 13 minutes left in the first half. Cards down three on WOGO. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Seven to four, our score. And Medford inbounding with a three-point lead. From Medford, Mark Halverson with the call. And a charge on Medford. It was an illegal screen, actually. And that goes on number four, Charlie Kleist. You know, the starting lineup for Medford is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that makes it kind of easy. But Kleist gets his first, and the second. That's their second team foul, yeah. All right, against the full court press now, the Cardinals get it in. Across the timeline, Jackson Google. And saving it, Tomczak. But stolen away. Cardinals sixth turnover unofficially into the forecourt. Medford. Great penetration. Shot up off glass. It comes up short for Zach Rudolph. Rebound out of there with it. The Cardinals. Zeke Johnson. Minarski, a fade is good. A fading two-pointer on the left side. And he's going to be a big-time scorer for the Cards this season. No question about it. Cardinals pull within one at 7-6. Easton Baum. So Easton Bob is not number 13. He's number one. So that's, thank you for that. All right. So we'll keep. No. Zeke Johnson is zero. And Easton Bob is not 13. He's number one. So I stand corrected. And he has a foul. Baumgartner getting one there. And it makes it 9-6. And he's got three on the night. Cardinals with it into the forecourt. Tomczak. Left side, getting it off to his teammate, Trehark. On top, Easton Bob. Left side again, Minarski. Posting up, working it into the paint. Double pump, kicks out, three-point shot. Tomczak for three, and this game is tied at 9. And we've got ourselves a halftime highlight. There we go. The Hy-V halftime show. Stick around for that. 11:40 left first half. We're tied at 9, and the three-point attempt is good by Baumgartner. He can light it up, folks. We included that in one of our Toyson Ford keys to the game. His first three, he's got 6. It's 12-9. Chai gets it back. Good game tonight. Maybe a few too many turnovers. Driving to the basket. Oh, a nice, sweet move that time for number 11, Jackson Google, his first two on the season. At the other end, trying to answer. Medford missing. Tanner Raby out of there with it. Mason Minarski into the forecourt. And a travel on the Cardinals, Easton Bob. So Jackson Tomczak leading the Cards with 5 points. And 11:02 left in this first half, and getting a breather now is Easton Bob and also David Terhark, the 6'3 junior. And so let's set the lineup for Chihai now as they're in their man-to-man defense. Kansas Smith, Jackson Tomczak. You got Jackson Google, Lindner, and Minarski. And tying up the penetrator, Charlie Kleist. And it's going to stay Medford ball. 10:49 left first half. Boy, the first game went double overtime. Chihai winning 71-63. And the nightcap showing like it could be one of those too. Three-point attempt coming off the screen. No good on the shot for Tanner Raby. The 5'11 junior Cardinals with it. Here's Kansas Smith. Kansas into the fourth court. Gets it off to Tomczak. Tomczak working on the man-to-man defender, Raby. Kicks it right side. Shot up. No. Off the back iron. Missing that time, Jackson Google. And a whistle and a foul on the Cards as Medford brought it into the forecourt. I think it's going to go on Trent Lindner. His second. Lindner has two. The Cards have five fouls to just two for Medford. And the Raiders lead it 12-11. Into the game for Medford is Ty Metz. And he will spell Nick Staliga. Staliga checking out. All right, inbounding now, Logan Baumgartner. He's got six to lead them in scoring. Baumgartner finds a teammate, right side, shot up, no good. Missed that time by Raby. And out of there with it, Chippewa. Into the forecourt, Kansas Smith gets it to Jackson Google. There's the shot from Tomczak. Inside of 15, it's good. So Jackson Tomczak has seven, the 6'7 senior, and he's feeling it. The Cards on top, 13-12. Trying to think, we've had some ties. Chippewa did lead early. And no foul called on that penetration. Down below, and good defense by the Cardinals. Tomczak and Minarski on Ty Metz, and Chippewa out with it. Carr trying to build on their one-point lead. And Chippewa has brought into the game G. Mason. And they're counting 5 seconds. So, again, the Cardinals kind of working out the bugs here with their seventh turnover. I have just two down for Medford in that department with almost the halfway point of this first half. Mark Albert Sr., Medford High School, about 70 miles from Chippewa or so. Bit of a drive, especially in the snow, a little tentative today. Medford down by one, 13-12. On the attack left to right, and their penetrator falling to the floor, Charlie Kleist, the 6'3 senior. And the whistle and the foul on Chippewa, G. Mason with that one. His first, sixth team foul on the Cards, who lead it 13-12. Inbounds pass to Kleist. Knocked away by the Cards. Kleist recovers. Gets it off left side. Tanner Raby bombs away. He hits the three, and they go back up 15-13. You're counting on the lead changes. We had one to Medford, two back to Chippewa, now back to Medford. Cardinals into the forecourt. Crumbaker. Check backing into the game for Jason Prue, but the Cards turn it over. Eighth turnover. Too many. But it is the first half of the first game. It's a long season. 24 games. Uh-oh, Baumgartner for three off the front iron. No, rebound Medford. Another rebound Medford. Another rebound Medford. Crumbaker has it. Oh, no. All right, well, lower the turnovers and box out. Some things to work on. Loose ball out of bounds, and Medford going to keep it. Leading 15-13, and Medford by two, and into the game they bring Charlie Girrell, a 6-foot sophomore, and Zach Rudolph, a 5'10 senior, number two. Inbounds pass. Boy, they had three offensive rebounds that time, and now they get the inbound. Up 15-13. Pass block shot that time. Good job by Jackson Tomczak, but he's going to get whistled for the foul. His second. And I think we had, yeah, okay. Okay, so they adjusted that. And I think they said no foul, and it's a possession arrow Chippewa. So there you go. Good correction. All right, so he's back on one foul. And a turnover. Well, turnover on is a blocked shot possession arrow, so I wouldn't call it a turnover. Kansas Smith at half court now for the Cards to Minarski. 8 minutes plus left of the first half. Cards down to Minarski for three in the lead. There it is. Mason Minarski gives the Cards a one-point lead at 16-15. Nice job by Mason. Such a sweet shot at the other end. Medford misses it. G. Mason down with a rebound. Gets it to Minarski in the backcourt. Minarski for a deep three. Off the back iron, no. Oh, it's going to be fun to call his shooting this year. He is, but off the mark that time. Medford down one, 16-15. Working it around. Oh, nice drive to the basket. Whistle and a foul as Charlie Kleist was taking it in. Again, one of the big differences that stands out, 8 turnovers for Chippewa, 2 for Medford so far. So 16-15, Cardinals by 1, and put it down as our fourth lead change. We've had a couple of ties at both 2 and 9. 7:31 left in the half. The foul is number 2 going on G. Mason, his second off the bench, and the free throw is good for Charlie Kleist. And Baumgartner will come back. Logan, the 6'4 senior for Medford with Kleist at the free throw line. Chippewa now with Crumbaker and also Jackson Google, Minarski, Tomczak, and Kansas Smith. Both free throws good for Kleist, and they get the lead back at 17-16. So there you go. That's their fifth lead change. Bringing it across the timeline is Jackson Google. Get some help from Crumbaker out near the center circle. 7:15 left in the first half. Cardinals down one. Tomczak on top. Works it to Google. Google drives into the paint. Dishes it for Tomczak. Off his hand and out of bounds. Ninth turnover. Cards trail by one. Medford gets it. 7:08 left in the first half. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show. Hey, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Medford with it inside of 7 minutes left in this first half. Baumgartner, he's got 6 to lead them. Turn move on a post, no good. Rebound, Crumbaker, skies for it. Christian out ahead on the break to Google. Google to Smith, down low, kicks it out. Jackson Google, yes. 19-17. Three-pointer, so the Cards get the lead back. Lead change number 6. Cardinals by 2. Outside, faking, penetrating. Zach Rudolph, spin into the paint, and there it is. Basket for Rudolph, giving us our third tie at 19 and a timeout. 19 apiece, 6:21 left in the half. It's the season opener for Chi-Hi and Medford from Medford on WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics.
So I missed a shot. Medford had it. Cardinals get it back. And Chippewa with it in a game that's tied at 19. 5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski gives the Cards a 22-19 lead, and he goes to the line. I know you've seen him before. And you said he was good as a freshman and a sophomore and a junior, but this is the best version yet of Mason Minarski. And that was deep left corner, three, and he got fouled. Free throw up and around, and it falls. A four-point play for Minarski. The Cardinals' biggest lead of the night at four. As Medford works it around on the outside. There's the penetration from Metz. Metz into the paint. Scoop shot up, no good. Rebound out of there with it. Here comes Jackson Google ahead to Minarski. Pull up three. Got it. Wow, he's feeling it. He is feeling it, and it's fun to watch. Get your tickets now for Chi High basketball. 26-19, biggest lead of the night. The Cards by a touchdown and an extra point. Medford now trying to answer back. Working it around on the outside. There's the shot up by Zach Rudolph from three-point range. No good. Tipped out of bounds to Chippewa. Cardinals try to build on a seven-point lead with 5:01 to go. And I've got Minarski for, unofficially, I've got him for nine. But again, unofficial. During a halftime break, we'll try to do our best to check on things in that department. Into the forecourt, Crumbaker pushes it left corner, shot up and off the mark, no good. Missed by Easton Bob. Follow up is good. Minarski, another three-pointer. It's 29-19. He is en fuego. 10-point Cardinals lead on a 10-0 run after Medford had tied it. To answer at the other end, no good. For number one, Tanner Raby. Cardinals into the forecourt. And Minarski for another. He comes up short on that one. And the students are going to let him hear about it. But I think his confidence is. He's fine. He's just like, I can't make every one of them. 29-19 Chippewa. And Minarski's been a big reason why. As Crumbaker checks out, as does Jackson Toms. That great job for Jackson. Unofficially 7 points for him. 4:15 left in the half. Cardinals by 10. Medford basketball. They'll try to post up Kleist. Kleist into the paint. Right hand, no good. Rebound. Cardinals out of there with it. Terhark. Whistle and a foul on Medford. With 4:06 left in the half, and the Cards up 10. Stick around for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show coming up later here. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer your questions. Any questions, Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. Missed shot by the Cardinals, rebound down to Medford. And they bring it into the forecourt. Nice pass down the Baumgartner for two, and it's an 8-point game. Logan Baumgartner has eight. Three-pointer for the Cardinals at the other end. No good for Easton Bob. And here comes Medford now as they've cut the lead to eight. It had been 10. And saving the loose ball, Chippewa as the Medford fourth turnover. And Kansas Smith into the forecourt. 29-21 Cardinals with the ball and an 8-point lead. Easton Bob on top, picked up defensively by Baumgartner. Right side, he gets it out. Jackson Google, out of there, no. Rebound Cardinals. Linder gets it out, missed shot by Bob. Jackson Google to Easton Bob, left side Minarski. Contact, and he gets called for a travel. 10th turnover for the Cards unofficially. With 2:56 left in this first half. And Medford basketball down eight. Sure that Coach Brown would like to surge this to get this to five or less by halftime if he could. Tanner Raby into the forecourt. Raby left hand high. Yeah, high dribble. He's getting a call for the carry. Good call by the ref that time. And so Chippewa gets it back. 2:50 left in the first half. Inviting you to stick around for that Hy-Vee halftime show coming with some highlights and try to get the scoring updated for us here. Cardinal ball. Into the forecourt. Crumbaker bringing it right to left. Outside, Tomczak back in the game for three. He's just feeling it tonight as well. Jackson, another three ball. He's got 10. So Tomczak and Minarski doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. Scoring-wise for the Cards, their biggest lead of the night at 11, 32-21. Three-point attempt, Baumgartner misses it, no good. Rebound, Medford, knocked away by Kansas Smith. Medford, sixth turnover. The other end. Kansas Smith, a sweet pass to Crumbaker for two. And Christian crediting his teammate. That was a nice pass from Kansas Smith. 13-point lead as Crumbaker gets in the scoring column for the first time tonight. 34-21, Cards by 13. Since it was tied at 19, Chippewa outscoring Medford 15-2. And Kansas Smith just stole it away cleanly. And I don't know how that was a foul. He came up from behind on Baumgartner and stole it away. And they whistle him for having his hand in the cookie jar, I guess. 34-21 Cardinals. Nothing to complain about, though. Things going Shahai's way right now. That's the eighth team foul, and it heads Baumgartner to the free throw line. The number one three-point shooter in boys Division II basketball last season, and he's a senior now. Logan Baumgartner, 6'4", senior here at Medford. 34-21 Cardinals. Free throw, around and in. So Baumgartner with nine now. And Vincent Seidel into the game. 5'11 senior, zero. So each team has a zero. Zeke Johnson sporting that number for Chippewa. 34-22, and getting them both is Baumgartner. So note to self, you don't want to be putting him at the free throw line if this game tightens up. Crumbaker into the forecourt now. Tomczak, deep left corner off to Google. On top, Kansas Smith. Work it right side to Minarski. And a foul out on top. The aggressive defense by number two, Zach Rudolph. First personal. And the fourth team foul, fifth team foul on Medford. Shahai has eight. 34-23 Cardinals. 1:35 left first half. Tomczak, not quite a three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crumbaker in traffic. It's double team. His pass on top. Minarski, free throw line extended. Got it. Mason putting on a show in the first half. At the other end, missed shot from the deep right corner. Time Metz. At the other end, Kansas Smith fakes, get the defender in the air. Bounce pass on top. Tomczak, he's going to shoot a 15-footer and hit it. I'll tell you what, note to the other teams. I mean, Tomczak and Minarski, what a 1-2 punch they are. With the majority of the Chahai points. And the three-point attempt no good for Tanner Raby. And a possession arrow. And it's going to go Medford's way. And they'll keep it with 55.2 left in the half. Trailing 38-23. It was tied at 19. But then Chahai just dialed in. And, boy, they got to 38 a lot faster than they got to 19. Coach Prue giving some instructions defensively here. And we're going to get a substitution as Charlie Kleist will check in for Vincent Seidel for Medford. Kleist, a 6'3 senior, number four. Getting it in, Tanner Raby, the 5'11 junior, number one. Raby looking. Finally gets it in to Kleist. Out on top to Metz. Deep left corner, shot up, and it's going to be short. No good rebound. Kleist got the basket. 38-25. Chippewa by 13. Cardinals lose the ball at the other end. Whistle. And get any explanation on this? Chahai maintained possession. There was no foul. All right, 37.6 seconds left in the half. 38-25 Cardinals. Kansas Smith, Crumbaker. Faking. Bounce pass left side. Spin move. Tomczak, no good. Tomczak. Kick out, three-pointer, Minarski, another one. Another one, another one, another one, Mason Minarski. What a night. So fun. Dialed in, again, 41-25. The Cards are cooking. Final 15 seconds. It was 19 apiece, folks, and Chippewa outscoring Medford 22-6 after that. Long three-point attempt. Bogger puts it in. He says, let's game on. And it's 41-28 and a half-court shot from Crumbaker. No good. 41-28. Chippewa leads by 13. We'll take our timeout. Back with our Hy-Vee halftime show in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rock, Euro step between three defenders and scores. Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben.
Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What a fun first half. Unofficially, we had three ties and six lead changes, but once it got tied at 19, we were tied at 2 and 9 and 19, and then Chippewa outscoring Medford 22-9 the rest of the half to lead it at intermission 41-28. And welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings in the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So, yes, shot out of the gate, 2-0, tied at 2, back and forth. From 19 on, that's where Chippewa outscoring Medford. And let's go to the scoring. And it went to the official scorer's book. Mason Minarski with 4 3-pointers. Make it 5 3-pointers in the first half. To go with 2 twos and a free throw. Yes, 20 points. 20 of Chahai's first half points to Mason Minarski. Jackson Tomczak with 10. I had him with a two-point basket earlier. They apparently didn't. They had a two threes and two twos for Tomczak with 10. Jackson Google with 5. Christian Crumbaker with 2. Trent Linder with 4. And that should be your 41, 20, 30, 35, 39, 41 points, that is, for Chippewa. Meanwhile, the 28 points for the home Medford Raiders. 3 points for Tanner Raby, Zach Rudolph with 2, Ty Metz with 2, Charlie Kleist had 6, Logan Baumgartner leading the way for them. No surprise, he had a late 3 to go with 1 earlier, as he's got 13 points in the first half, a couple of 2-point field goals and 3 out of 4 free throws. So his 13 and 6 for Kleist. I'm sorry, yeah. So that's 19. Yeah, still maybe coming up a little bit short to take another journey. 3 for Raby, 2 for Rudolph, 2 for Metz. And that is your first half scoring. Doing the math in my head as I'm talking to you. So 23, 26. Got 26. We're short one basket. Okay. But it was a fun first half for sure, and we'll see how Chippewa keeps it going. But Minarski's four-point play, outstanding. So that was really something. And looking forward to more as Chai, again, seven seniors and confidence. This is not last year, folks. This is not last year. This is a new year. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show continues in 2 minutes with some highlights from the first half. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Help simplify life. People are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
At halftime, our score, Chippewa Falls, the visiting team, 41, and the home Medford Raiders, 28. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show, I'm Mark Halverson. Let's get you some of the highlights from the first 18 minutes of ball. Cardinals with it into the forecourt. Tomczak, left side, getting it off to his teammate, Terhark. On top, Easton Bob. Left side again, Minarski, posting up, working it into the paint. Double pump, kicks out, three-point shot. Tomczak for three, and this game is tied at 9. 8 minutes plus left of the first half. Cards down to Minarski for three in the lead. There it is. Mason Minarski gives the Cards a one-point lead at 16-15. Get it back, and Chippewa with it in a game that's tied at 19. 5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski gives the Cards a 22-19 lead, and he goes to the line. Into the forecourt. Krumbaker bringing it right to left. Outside, Tomczak back in the game for three. He's just feeling it tonight as well. Jackson, another three ball. He's got 10. The other end. Kansas Smith, a sweet pass to Krumbaker for two. And Christian crediting his teammate. That was a nice pass from Kansas Smith. Cardinals lose the ball at the other end. Whistle. And get any explanation on this? Child maintained possession. There was no foul. Well, there you go. Some of the halftime highlights on our Hy-Vee halftime show here on WOGO Sports. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Final few seconds here of the halftime. We'll get a podcast of this game up for you late tonight or tomorrow morning at WOGO.com. Check that out. Podcasts of all of our the exciting hockey wins and the exciting McDonald girls basketball win are posted at WOGO.com. Go back and check out the football season. A lot of excitement there. Some incredible, one incredible moment there for Chihai that certainly stands out. The unbelievable game over River Falls, wasn't it? That was crazy. And a lot of winter sports, boys and girls hockey. Greg Stewart on the call there. And, of course, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, McDonald boys and girls basketball. And be looking to Dave Check, potentially Mike Houle, to help us out. Oh, and starting the second half right away, Tomczak takes it to the hole, and a Medford player is injured. And it's Baumgartner grimacing as we start this second half. So let's get after it here on WOGO. All right, so we got a foul. It's going to go on Ty Metz, and for Metz, right, it is on Metz. It's on number Charlie Kleist, his third. Shot up and good for the Cardinals. I think it was Tomczak. There's the missed shot from Medford from the outside, Baumgartner, and the rebound comes away to Metz. Tomczak with 12 after that one. 17, just barely into the second half. And inbounding it is Tanner Raby, the 5'11 junior. Working around on the outside. Medford down by 16. Make that a three-pointer for Tomczak a moment ago, not a two. So feeling it tonight, as is Minarski. 13 for Tomczak. And 20 for Minarski in that first half. There's a ball getting away from Charlie Kleist, and the Cards out of there with it after the Medford turnover, but the pass a little too far ahead of the 6'7 Jackson Tomczak, and the Cards turn it over for the 11th time tonight. 7 for Medford. Second half of ball. It's 44-28. Cardinals by 16. That is, I believe, their biggest lead, right? 44-28, up by 16 points. And Medford works it around. Missed shot that time. Ty Metz was right underneath and missed it. That one hurts. To the other end, Crumbaker on the baseline. Kicks it outside Tomczak. Tomczak, another three, other side. Misses this time. Rebound knocked out. Linder trying to swat it out there, and it's going to be Medford ball with 17 minutes to go in regulation. 16-point Chihai lead. Cardinals in action at Rice Lake on Friday night. We're scheduled to bring you the girls' game. Current schedule has us bringing 12 boys' games and 4 Chihai girls' games, and then, of course, a lot of McDonald boys' and girls' games as well. Find the schedule at WOGO.com. Baumgartner trying to post up outside, and a whistle and a Chihai foul. Crumbaker, Christian Crumbaker, one of those 7 seniors on the Cardinals with that one, his first, and it's the third team foul already the second half for the Cardinals. Nice pass down low, and they get the hoop. And the pass from Kleist to Metz, and Metz has 2. Penetrating, Kansas Smith, right baseline, kicks it out. Minarski for 3 off the front iron, no. Rebound, Lindner. Outside to Tomczak, he hit it. Tomczak and Lindner is going to be quite the 1-2 punch. It's another 3 for Tomczak. 47-30, Cardinals by 17. And Baumgartner that time used his left arm as sort of a stiff arm, but we'll see who the foul goes on. It's going to go on Trent Linder, his third, And the fourth team foul, and he'll take a seat on the bench now. And David Terhar comes in, the 6'3 junior. 47-30 Chippewa. Still a ton of time left. But Medford doesn't seem to have an answer for Jackson Tomczak and Mason Minarski, who have combined for unofficially for 36 points of the Cardinals 47. Outside shot, no good for Tanner Raby. He had one basket, one three-pointer in the first half. And it's going to go on Terhark, we just mentioned. His first personal. 15 foul. Cards getting their money's worth here foul-wise. Wow, five fouls in less than 2 minutes. That's aggressive. Up by 17. Cards hungry to play, eager for game action. This one a tune-up for the Big Rivers Conference opener on the road Friday night. Down low, Kleist has his shot blocked by Tomczak. Another one, and it looked like Tomczak might have fouled him the second time. It looked like he got him in the arm. No foul call. Missed the shot. Kansas Smith into the forecourt. Again, I'm way up here. The refs have a much better view, and there's three of them. And the pass intended for Minarski out of bounds. The Cards will keep it. 15:34 left in this regulation. Chahai by 17. Krumbaker, Minarski stumbling, going through the crowd. Oh, Krumbaker off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Ty Metz. Medford down 17. Into the forecourt, right side, Kleist. Penetrates into the paint. And this time he'll score over Tomczak and cut the lead to 15. 47-32. Cardinals' biggest lead at 17. Deep right corner, Minarski. Looking for his first points of the second half. Pass deflected and stolen away by Zach Rudolph. Cardinal turnover, their 12th. Into the forecourt, Kleist. They've cut it to 15. Kleist down low, going at it. Nice block shot, but they're going to call a body. And not liking the call, David Terhark, his second. David, the 6'3 junior, gets his second foul of the second half. The sixth team foul on the Cards. And it sends Kleist to the free throw line, the 6'3 senior. 15-point Chippewa lead. Kleist, first one, short. That one looked like he was a little tired, actually. Kleist with 6 points all in the first half. He'll get another. Try to pull him within 14. It's up and got it. 14-point lead for Chippewa, 47-33. Cards on the road at Medford. JV won earlier in double overtime, 71-63. With the forecourt, Krumbaker on the far side. Cards bringing it left to right. Krumbaker, left baseline, finds Tomczak. Spin move, off glass and two. It's just easy for the 6'7 senior. He's just fluid. He can do it inside or out. And Jackson Tomczak with 18. Pass down low to Kleist. He's trying to work on the Chahai defender. Tomczak intercepts the pass. Doing it at the defensive end two. Minarski ahead to Kansas Smith. Smith finds Krumbaker, misses the shot. And fighting for the rebound. Somebody committed a foul, and it may be Medford. Yeah, White, Tanner Raby. Tanner Harabi, I'm sorry. Harabi, H-R-A-B-Y, Harabi. I've been mispronouncing, my apologies. 49-33, Cardinals by 16. Chippewa inbounding it. Kansas Smith looking to get it in. Finds Tomczak. Tomczak to a cutting Krumbaker, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound comes down, Tanner Harabi for Medford. Harabi into the forecourt, gets it left side, Baumgartner. He'll penetrate into the paint, spin move, whistle, and draws a foul as he falls to the floor. And stopping the clock with 14:02. So Medford trying to chip away as Baumgartner will get some free throws here. Seventh team foul on the Cards. It's the third one this half for David Terhark. First free throw is good from Baumgartner. He's got 14 points. So Terhark take a seat now with the three fouls, and Krumbaker checking out. And we've got Jackson Google back into the game. And Easton Bob, both free throws good for Baumgartner. And the game, the lead shrinks to 14 at 49-35. inside of 14 minutes left here in the second half. Cardinals on the attack left to right. On the right side, Jackson Google. Google had five in the first half, a two and a three. Easton Bob, right side, Tomczak. Tomczak can do what he wants tonight, and he's going to miss on the right baseline. All right, Medford sensing an opening. A three-pointer could cut them, cut the lead. No, I guess it's a 14-point lead. Slow down, Mark. Slow down. Yeah, 14 still. All right. But Medford glad to get a possession after a Chahai miss. As Baumgartner, as it the ball hit off of Mason Minarski and out of bounds. 13:22 left in regulation. As Kleist and Harabi will take a seat on Ryan Brown's bench. And Nick Staliga returning, a 5'7 junior. And also working it around on the outside to 25, Charlie Giro. Staliga working it to Zach Rudolph on the outside behind the three-point arc. Right side off to Metz. On top, Giro. Three-point attempt. Baumgartner got it. He can hit it. He's got 15, and all of a sudden it's an 11-point game. Here comes Medford, 49-38 Chippewa. Minarski has not scored in the second half. He's in the deep right corner. Kansas Smith into the forecourt. 12:40 left in regulation. Cardinal ball up 11. Kansas Smith, three-point attempt. Off the back iron, no. Rebound. Easton Bob had it, then Kansas Smith, then Tomczak. And Kansas Smith on the score on the feed from Tomczak. Makes it a 13-point game. Kansas, first two of the night for him. 51-38 Chippewa. Nice job down low, Medford. They can't capitalize. They get the rebound attempt. No good. Giro and Tomczak out of there with it. The 6'7 senior, one of seven seniors on this Chahai squad. Cardinals get that 11-point lead back to 13. Google, right at the free throw line, finds Kansas Smith down low. He says, I don't like my chances against the big fella, Baumgartner. And then losing the ball, Google, and a foul on Medford with 11:55 left in regulation. And the foul on Zach Rudolph, his second, and the second, the third team foul of the second half. Chahai already has seven. Kansas Smith on the inbounds for Chippewa. Down low, he gets it off to Google, misses the shot in the paint. He finds Minarski. Minarski drives baseline. Goes by two defenders, misses the shot. Kansas Smith, no good. Here comes Medford the other way. Good steal from behind by Kansas Smith. Medford, eighth turnover. Cards bring it back. Whistle and timeout. Jason Brew wants to talk about it. We'll take a full-minute break. 11:39 left in regulation. Cardinal ball up 13 from Medford on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
...51-38 Chippewa, 11:39 left in regulation. Cardinal basketball with Kansas Smith to inbound. And Easton Bob gets it to Minarski. No good from the deep left corner. And the rebound down to Jackson Google, actually, for Chippewa. Tomczak on the outside to Easton. Working around right side. Google, fake, three-point attempt. Off, no good. Rebound Medford, down 13. Three-pointer could cut it to 10. Student section, here we go Raiders chant. Three-point attempt to cut it to 10, and there it is. Tanner Harabi, his second three of the night. He's got six. It's a 10-point game. 51-41, Cardinals now. Bringing it left to right. Working around on the outside, Tomczak. He's been their main scorer in the second half for sure. With 8 points. All the way in for the basket and a foul. Jackson Tomczak, you may have known him as a boy. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a man as a senior. 20 points, 10 in the first half, and he's at a lightning fast 10 in the second half. I wasn't sure about that first three-pointer, and I guess I'm still not sure. I'm not near the scorer's table, but wow. He's doing it inside and out, and the Cardinals needed it as that 17-point lead had shrunk to 10. Like 100% cotton in the wash. Hits the free throw, and Tomczak has 21. 54-41, Cardinals by 13. Three-point attempt. Harabi is going to miss this time. Over the back, no foul call. He wanted a foul, a Ty Metz did, but Jackson Tomczak using his extended reach to yank that down. Again, boy, Jackson shining bright here tonight. Offense, defense, I want to say special teams. I mean, blocking and shooting it from the outside and driving. That last time he just drove it like a man among boys and scoring. With 10:25 left in regulation, the Cards by 13. Inbounds pass from Google. He'll catch it right corner. He'll drive. Oh, whistle and contact. Not liking the call, Zach Rudolph, the 5'10 senior, stops the clock with 10:21 left. And Jackson Google to the free throw line. He had 5 points in the first half. Stick around for later on tonight when we'll bring you the post-glass and mirror post-game show. Free throw good. We invited Coach Prue up, so hopefully he can climb the bleachers and join us. First one good for Google. He's got six. Second one as the student section makes some animal noises or something. Second free throw is good. 56-41. So the Cardinals take a 10-point lead and have it back to 15. Basket and a foul. Ty Metz, the 6'2 senior, makes it a 13-point game, and he'll head to the free throw line. And Tomczak, was it his third or his fourth? They had it up there as if it was, he's number five, but they have it as his third. Okay, I thought, yeah, you know what? He almost had one earlier that they took back. So, is that Metz? Okay, so Metz, the other end, the shot up, no good, rattles out for Chippewa. And Medford now down by a dozen. Into the forecourt. Harabi into the paint. Has a shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called on Easton Bob. Uh-oh, and a technical foul. Is it on Tomczak? I don't know what he did. The foul was on Easton Bob. And the technical foul was on Tomczak. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he said, but he didn't like the call, and he let the ref know his displeasure. 56-44 Cardinals as Harabi to the free throw line, and he will hit the first one. So 56-45, and Harabi will get another. I think these are just related to the actual shot, and now the technical. Might as well keep him there. He's hit those. He's got eight, 5'11 junior, and he hits that. Very cool customer at the line, and he gets to do another one. The first two, I think, were for the shot. These next two are for the technical. And it's good. He hit all four, so that changes the game to an 8-point game. I mean, it was double digits, double digits. The Cardinals' biggest lead at 17, I believe. And now it is shrunk down to 8, 56-48, and they get the basketball. And Harabi is going to miss from the left corner, no. Christian Krumbaker gets the rebound. And Krumbaker will advance it for the Cardinals. Minarski, right baseline. Bounce pass down low and a Medford foul as Kansas Smith got stepped on by Charlie Kleist. 9:38 to go. We're not even to the halfway point of the second half, but Medford with those four free throws turned this into an eight-point game. Kansas Smith to inbound for the Cardinals. Minarski. Double team on the left baseline. His pass stolen away. Cardinals 13th turnover. Medford can really get this thing shrunk down now to five with a three-pointer. Cardinal defense tightening up here. Jackson Tomczak has come out of the game. Not to say he wouldn't come back. And a three-pointer is good from Baumgartner. And it's a five-point game. 56-51. Where did Medford come from? The Cards were crushing them. And a blocking foul on Medford. And Rudolph gets that one. Should know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was 7 o'clock on CBS tonight, so hope you were DVRing. 56-51. 9:04 left in the second half. Minarski to the line. He is scoreless in the second half after lighting up Medford with 20 points in the first half. We got a game on our hands, that's for sure. Now, Minarski, free throw, in. His first point of the second half. Hopefully that gets him going here. He's got 21. 57-51 Cardinals. Minarski around and in. Good touch. 58-51. Cardinals by 7. Led by 17. Baumgartner had the three-pointer short time ago. Looking down low to Metz. No good. Out of there with it. Lindner for the Cards. Into the forecourt, Krumbaker. Krumbaker on the outside. They work it around. Google. Kansas Smith, left corner. Kansas on top. Google. Google, left corner, Kansas Smith. Sees the double team. Chooses not to pursue it. Minarski on the outside. Inside the three-point line. High pass for Lindner. Out of bounds. Cardinals 14th turnover. Minarski was on the left side. Saw Lindner open over his head. 14 turnovers for Chippewa, 8 for Medford unofficially. 58-51 Cards inside, 8.5 to play. Tanner Harabi, boy, 5'11 junior, he stepped up with those four free throws, which were extended because of a technical on the Cards, unfortunately. So, note to self, try to avoid those. And the missed shot by Harabi, diving for the loose ball, Minarski on the floor. And it'll be a... We'll look to the possession arrow, and actually, Chippewa has it with 8:09 left in regulation. Actually, I'm mistaken, right? It's Medford arrow. So, as Logan Baumgartner looking to get it in, they're wiping up some of the perspiration. Let me tell you, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Full time out. We're back in a minute. WDOGO Cardinals leading Medford by only 7, 8 minutes to go.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Cardinals led by as many as 17. That lead has shrunk to 7, and it's Medford ball. Just over 8 minutes to play. Mark Halverson on WOGO. Hallie, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studio. Got a late start after Chahai won the JV game in double overtime. Basket and a foul. Well, what's the call? They're saying the foul was on the way in. Before the shot, Jackson Google with the foul, his first, the 10th. And so it's a double bonus for Charlie Gurel, a 6-foot sophomore. 58-51, still a ton of time in this game. Free throw good. Medford can hit their free throws, that's for sure. And not just Harabi either. So Charlie Gurel, the sophomore, to the line. Second one, off the back iron, no good. Did I jinx him by saying they could hit? I was just stating a fact. Into the forecourt, Krumbaker, 7:50 to go. Driving all the way in by himself over the defender. No, whistle and a foul. 7:45 to play. And Krumbaker will shoot two. Hey, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Dave will join us Friday night on color for the Chahai girls. Basket, good. All right, the free throw for Krumbaker. He's got 3 points on the night. 59-52, Cardinals, and he, no good. The second one, Linder swatting it. And so out of there with it, Medford. Down by 7. Losing the ball. Harabi out of bounds. Chahai basketball. Good defense by Kansas Smith. A lot of heart, a lot of determination in Kansas. And they work it into the deep left corner. Marnarski, an open 3. Rattles out, no good. Rebound fought for. Kansas Smith made that happen. Google comes out of there with it. Marnarski. It's a pass cross court to Lindner. Again, Tomczak had a whale of a game going. He had the technical, and I'm not sure if he's going to go back or not. With 7:21 to go. Said a lot of time to rest here. And the foul going on Tanner Harabi. No. Make it Logan Baumgartner, his first. And looks like the 9th team foul. As Kansas Smith hits the first free throw for Chippewa. To make it a 60-52 game with 7:21 to go. Chahai girls at home against Rice Lake on Friday night. That's a projected start time of 6:55 coming out of the JV game. But, of course, always dependent on that. Cardinal JV winning in double overtime to start this thing. 71-63. Varsity would like to follow suit. Varsity leading by 8 now as well. Which is the amount the JV team won by. Oh, drive, no good. Getting his own rebound. Time Metz, no. Again, rebound, Google. Google doing it at both ends. It's a good defensive rebound. Here comes Krumbaker. Bounce pass, Marnarski left baseline, got it. And the Cards up 10. Cardinals up 10 now. Three-point attempt, Baumgartner, no good. Rebound, Google. Inside of 6:40 to play. Chippewa leading at 62-52. They had led by as many as 17. Bounce pass down low. Lindner, whistle and a foul. And with 6.5 minutes to go, a second foul on Baumgartner. And it sends Lindner, Trent Lindner, the 6'5 senior to the free throw line. What if 7 Chahai seniors this year? A senior-laden team for sure. Off the mark note. Last year's Chahai club had just 2. 7 this year. First half, you had Marnarski with 20 and Jackson Tomczak with 10. Then Tomczak had another 11 points in the second half. No good on that free ball. Both free throws from Linder, no good. But then the Cards able to steal it away. And then a travel called on Chippewa. So 15 turnovers for Chippewa, 10 for Medford. 6:25 to go. Medford ball down 10. The Medford student section. They have been standing throughout. Dialed in for this season opener of their school taking on the Chippewa squad, which from a school in Roman, more than twice as big. And down low, the basket, Charlie Kleist. And Kleist has nine now. And it's a 62-54 game. The Cardinals by eight. Kansas Smith left side to Google. Behind the arc. Deep left corner to Lindner. Lindner on top to Krumbaker. Krumbaker finds Lindner. Lindner right side. Google shot up and off the mark. No. Rebound down to Medford. Zach Rudolph and a foul ill-advised in the backcourt with 5:44 to go. And Medford will get two shots. The double bonus is in effect. Coach Pruitt doesn't like that one. Kansas Smith gets his second. And substitution is Easton Bob, the 6-foot junior, going to check in. Free throw is good. Medford can shoot free throws. You don't want to put him there. 62-55, back to a 7-point game. They had got it down to five, hadn't they? I think, I don't know. 62-56. And a timeout is called. 5:44 to go. Cardinal ball up six when we come back. Half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowland, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily. Here's Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson.
Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
And we're so grateful for all the advertisers we do have, like Wynn Family Dentistry. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their great team are ready to serve you near St. Joe's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Also, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Stick around for the post-glass and mirror post-game show. That's coming later here on WOGO. The Cardinals lead at 62-56. They've led it since we had our third tie at 19-all, and they outscored Medford 22-9 the rest of the half. They continued to grow that lead in the second half, but Medford has scratched and clawed, and they have it within six now. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Krumbaker into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Jackson Tomczak remains on the bench. There's the shot air ball attempt by Easton Bob. And Kansas Smith fell down going back on defense. He's up. He's okay. Medford now within six. 2 3-pointers away from tying this thing. Don't let it happen. Posting up the shot. Honeycombs out. No good. Rebound up and in by Ty Metz. Ty Metz has seven. And it's a 4-point game. This is the closest they've been in a long time since it was 23-19 back in the first half. Krumbaker for three. Got it! Krumbaker for three, and the Cardinals grow their lead back to seven. Christian Krumbaker. At the other end, nice defense by Kansas Smith, and then the shot attempt no good, falling down. Is Tanner Harabi, and he'll head to the line, and we know what he can do. He had the four free throws earlier on the foul that elicited the bad response, the technical, and he made all four. 4:43 to go, but you can sense things are heating up. Medford not used to being on the short end. Good basketball tradition here. Free throw is good. In fact, our friend Mike Houle, as I reached out to him to see if he could do color tonight, said he was coaching a seventh-grade basketball game back in Chippewa, but... He said, reminded me, this is his alma mater. He went on to coach 10 years as the varsity head coach at Tomahawk. But a lot of people from Medford. Free throw good. So Harabi just is like, he's got a string tied to the basket. I mean, he's fantastic at his free throws. He's got 6 for 6 all just in the second half. Okay, 5-point Cardinal lead with the basketball as they come left to right. Minarski for three. Off the back iron, no. No field goals from Mason in the second half. Still in search of it. Three-point attempt, Harabi off the backboard, and a foul on Easton Bob, and he'll shoot three with 4:24 to go, and Medford within five, and you don't want to send this guy to the line. Tanner Harabi, he didn't stand out a lot in the first half, had a three-pointer, but wow, second half, he's got 9 points. Free throw is good. I mean, this guy should be in a free throw contest. He's Mr. Automatic. 65-61. It's too close for my comfort. I don't know about yours. Could be a one-possession game. And he gets that to go. That's 8 for 8 from the line in the second half for Tanner Harabi, the 5'11 Medford junior. Easton Bob will check out as Google and Crumbaker and Kansas Smith and Minarski and Linder are out there for Coach Prue. Second one is good. A third one is good. He's got 9 for 9 at the line. It's a two-point game. That lead has evaporated, and now they're going to have to do it. They're having to do it here without Jackson Tomczak, who led them at scoring with 21. Minarski actually is in that vicinity with 22, actually. And a turnover on the Cards. I was looking away. It was a dribbling violation. Coach Prue is talking to the referee about it, questioning about it. So the Cardinals' 16th turnover, and now Medford a chance to tie or get the lead. They're within two. Kleist in the lane, and a charging foul on Kleist, his fourth, with 3:58 to go. His fifth, so Kleist is out. Kleist is fouled out of here with 8 points. Make it 9 points. 9 points for Charlie Kleist. He's done for the night. His fifth. Both teams in the double bonus. It's been aggressive. These teams are hungry for win number one to start the season. Minarski in the backcourt against the full court press now. They do it selectively. Crumbaker across the timeline. Right-hand dribble. Chai bringing it left to right. Crumbaker on the far side, intended for Minarski, stolen away. And then we got a collision on this end. Crumbaker and Baumgartner. And the ball had moved on. I don't know what led to that. And then that's where the whistle is. And Baumgartner's going to the free throw line. Crumbaker's not sure what happened. But Baumgartner, the best three-point shooter in Division II boys basketball last season as a junior. Pretty good at the line as well. And so odds in favor of Medford tying this up again. Free throw is good. And I say, he looked to Baumgartner, but really, I mean, Tanner Harabi in the second half with 12 points, 9 at the line. It's a one-point game with 3:47 to go. For the tie, he got it. Baumgartner ties this baby up here at Medford. So the Cards have to reinvigorate things. Tied at 65. That is our fourth tie. Why? What a long time between ties at 19 and 65. And this Medford crowd heating up. Kansas Smith, Minarski, desperately would love to get that first field goal of the second half. He had a couple of free throws. Crumbaker, right corner. The crowd picking it up. Kansas Smith from 15, got it. Oh, Kansas Smith pulls out the silencer and gives the Cardinals a 67-65 lead. Add that to our second half highlights in the post-Glass and Mirror postgame show on WDOGO. 2-point Shahai lead, 3:05 left. Oh, there's steps. He traveled. That was sponsored by Samsonite. Oh, my goodness, he traveled. And they didn't call it. You got three referees. Okay. Crumbaker, the other end, misses, gets his own rebound. On top to Google. Left side, Kansas Smith. 2-point Shahai lead in the basketball with 2:40 to play. They led by as many as 16 or 17. It was way up there. And it looked comfortable as your MyPillow slippers, but no. Bounce pass down low. There it is. Oh, Kansas Smith on the feed from the baseline. Was it Minarski or Linder? One of the two. I think Minarski. And it's a 4-point game, both on Kansas Smith baskets here. Kansas Smith with some huge hoops and a timeout call. 2:20 to go. Medford ball down four when we come back on WDOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Four-point Shahigh lead. Got to credit these guys when, as Medford had come all the way back from down, you know, close to 20 points, and Shahigh with back-to-back hoops from Kansas Smith, a sweet pass that time to along the baseline to get that last one. But Kansas had not been a huge scorer on the night, but all of a sudden now he's got seven. And a whistle and a foul with 2:13 to go. And it's going to send, again, boy, Medford has just been incredible at the line. Zach Rudolph now. You got Harabi 9 for 9. Rudolph made one, and Metz made one. And again, you know, that is just such a lesson in terms of champions being good free throw shooters. You'd take as many free spaces in bingo as you could, wouldn't you? There's the second one. It's good. And Zach Rudolph makes both of those. I mean, we'll have their percentage in the postgame, and it's stellar. If they win, it's because of the free throw shooting. Wow. 69-67, Cardinals by two. Working around on the outside, Google. Deep right corner, Lindner. Picked up defensively there by Metz. On top, Marnowski. Marnowski, right corner to Lindner. On top, they work at Marnowski. He's driving, spin, Lindner on top. Kansas Smith for three. Off the rim, no good. Off the front iron. Rebound Medford, down 2, minute 48 to go. Here they come into the forecourt. On top, they work it to Metz. A 2 ties it. A 3 gives Medford the lead, which is, we have not seen that in a long time here tonight. Remember, from 19 on, Shahigh outscoring them 22-9 in the rest of the first half. For the tie, Baumgartner, no good. Free throw line, 15-footer on the right side. Minarski with it. 1:25 to go. He gets it to Krumbaker. Into the forecourt. Christian. They work it left to right. On top. Bounce pass. Gets to Kansas Smith. Just barely. Minarski deep left corner. Spin move. Mason. Kicking it back. Minarski down on the left corner to Lindner. Working that clock. Lindner got pushed. And a foul with 1:08 to go. It's Metz who gets that foul. And for Metz, it's his fourth on the night. They already have seen Charlie Kleist, their 6'3 senior, foul out. Metz is 6'2. This Medford team going to cause some problems in Division II. They're pretty good. First free throw, no good for Lindner. Cards have not shot as many free throws or shot them as well as Medford tonight. Still, Chippewa leads by two with 68 seconds left in regulation. Second one, Lindner, off the back iron, no. Rebound, Medford. Oh, and he almost scored for Chippewa. Almost scoring was Charlie Girrell. He was going up the rebound, and he was going up, and then he realized he shouldn't, and now the referees are talking about, was it a travel? Because he jumped up, and then he touched the ball, and that's what they're talking about here. Oh, what a crazy play. Again, had he put the ball in, it would have been points for Chippewa. It's kind of Jim Marshall on basketball, I guess. Remember the former Viking defensive lineman who scored a touchdown for the other team. And it's going to be Medford ball, and Chippewa has some confusion because Girrell went up for it and then realized and kind of tapped it. And now Jason Pruce getting the explanation, too, with 1:04 to go. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. The final minute of this game in regulation. Medford looking for the tie or potentially the lead. On top, Baumgartner. Work it left side to Girrell, who almost scored for Chippewa. There's the steal by Google into the backcourt. Scrambling for it. Harabi out of there with it. He's got it. And what's the call? Somebody, the referee's saying, timeout Chippewa. Timeout Chippewa. And so they're questioning who had the basketball. And Harabi talking to the referee. I got to say, of boys basketball games, I've seen more players talking to the referee tonight. We'll take a 30-second timeout back in a flash on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What a game it's been. Chi High led by as many as 17. It is now at 2, 69-67. And the Cardinals, somehow, great defense, and then were able to call a timeout when they briefly had it before Medford squeezed it away. So Kansas Smith to inbound it underneath the Cardinals' basket with 45 seconds to go. Cardinals up 2. Minarski behind the arc on the left side, picked up by Harabi. On top to Krumbaker. Cardinals don't have to score. They have the ball. Oh, and a bounce pass from Krumbaker, but apparently off of Medford out of bounds. I initially didn't spot that. 36.4 to go. Kansas Smith on the far end to inbound it. Stick around later for the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. We hope Coach Pruitt will join us. We'll have highlights and stats. On top, Krumbaker. And to check in the WOGO sports calendar. Final 33 seconds. Far side, it's Easton Bob. Cards doing without Jackson Tomczak down the stretch here. He had a whale of a game when he did play. And a whistle, and we got now Baumgartner is appealing about something. Stopping the clock, 22 and a half seconds, and Easton Bob to the line. As the Medford players and Minarski are there. And the foul is on Ty Metz. They're saying that's his fourth. I thought he had four. I had him down for four earlier. So that should be his fifth. And the conversations with Jason Pruitt and Kansas Smith and Christian Krumbaker. And a timeout for Coach Ryan Brown in Medford. All right, we'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute, 25 seconds to go. Cards at the line when we come back from Medford, leading by a narrow two on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Cardinals lead at 69-67. 25 ticks of the clock remain in regulation. The JV game went double overtime with Chi High winning 71-63. I'm not asking for overtime. I just assume we win it in regulation. And Easton Bob to the free throw line. The lefty. Free throw is up and no good. And the foul was on Vincent Seidel is who they credited as his first. Yes, because Metz already had four. Easton, come on, buddy. Second one is off the front iron. No good, but the rebound to Chippewa. The rebound down to Jackson Google. Google throws it in backcourt for Krumbaker. And then fighting for it is Harabi, who gets called for the foul. With 17.4 seconds to go. So both free throws were no good for the Cardinals by Easton Bob. And now the foul goes on Kansas Smith, his fourth personal. And it sends Harabi, who's a perfect 9-for-9 from the line all in the second half. He's got 12 second half points, 15 for the game. He only had 3 in the first half. 5'11 junior. Can he pull his team even? First one is up, and he got it. Even the great Rick Barry or Calvin Murphy would miss a free throw occasionally. He is really good at the line. 10 out of 10. And Chahai's left open doors and windows at the free throw line. Harabi, another one. He just tied this game up again. Our fifth tie of the game. Cardinal ball into the forecourt. They get it to Krumbaker. Final 12 seconds. It's tied at 69. And a reach-in foul on number two, Zach Rudolph. Krumbaker was kind of looking away as Rudolph reached in to the cookie jar, and he got caught with 10.3 to go. And Christian Krumbaker to the line. He is 1 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. That is the fifth foul on Zach Rudolph, so he fouled out. Boy, it's a lot of fouls tonight. Kleist is fouled out. Rudolph is fouled out. And Metz has four as Linder to the scorer's table. First one is good. Krumbaker, it's huge for one of the seven. Chi-High seniors, Christian Krumbaker, gives the Cards a one-point lead with 10.3 to go. What a game. What a night of basketball here to start the season. 2022-2023 is going to be good. Girls game Friday night at home against Rice Lake. Free throw is good. Krumbaker gets them both. And he's got five. Here we go. The final seconds. 7-6. Baumgartner gets fouled with 3.6 to go. And that's on Kansas Smith. And he just fouled out. The 5'10 senior and floor leader, Kansas Smith, who when the game was tied last time here in the second half, had two back-to-back hoops for the Cards. He just fouled out of this game that the Cards lead by two. Now, Baumgartner's not been as perfect from the line as his teammate Harabi, who's 11 out of 11 in the second half, but he's still good. Baumgartner is 2 out of 3 in the first half, and he is 6 out of 7 from the line tonight, 4 out of 4 in the second half. If he could just miss one, might be all it takes for a Chahai win. 3.6 seconds to go. Cardinals up 71-69. First one from Baumgartner is no good. No good. Now what does he do? Does he try to make it, or does he try to miss it and go for the rebound? And Coach Ryan Brown wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute as Baumgartner goes to the line for his second free throw. But Medford's down two with 3.6 seconds to go to Chahai on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
So many great advertisers, and we appreciate all of them. You'll hear them recognized at the end of the broadcast tonight. One of them at Grace Home Respiratory. Their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. The final 3.6 seconds of regulation. Baumgartner missed the first free throw. And the 6'4 senior will get another now. They're down two. The question, does he try to make it and then steal off the inbounds, or does he try to miss it, go for it? We'll see. Huge miss there on the first one from Baumgartner, the leading three-point shooter in boys D2 in the whole state last year. Here we go. Final 3.6 seconds. It's up, and it is no good off the front iron. Rebound, Chippewa, and a foul. They immediately foul Jackson Google with 3.1 seconds to go. So, again, first, you've got Jackson's. It's the double bonus for both teams because we've had a ton of fouls. And so, also, that very limited time for Medford to get to the other end, but probably an intentional miss. And again, the big thing is when you're going to miss intentionally, even if you're as good a shooter as Baumgartner is, you got to draw iron. Otherwise, it's inbounded, inbounded off of an air ball, missed free throw. Okay, the first one, no good for Google. And he is 2 for 3 from the line tonight. 3.1 seconds. Cardinals by two. It'd be really nice if he makes this, makes it a three-point game. And now Jason Prue wants a timeout. 3.1 seconds to go. Back in half a minute. Cardinals up two. Final seconds of regulation on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, Chippewa up two, 3.1 seconds remain, and Jackson Google back to the free throw line. It's the first game of this season, and what a game it's been. A lot of excitement. The JV winning earlier in double overtime, 71-63. Is this game going to overtime? Chahai sure hopes not. Medford would take that right now, down two. But Google to the line. If he makes it, a three-point lead, and then Medford will get the ball, do what they can. If he misses it, well, maybe Chahai gets the offensive rebound. Who knows? And it will be just kind of a free-for-all for the final 3 seconds. Again, for the Cards, to the line, Google. You've got Lindner and Crumbaker. And Minarski and Easton Bob. Kansas Smith fouled out. Free throw is off the back iron, no good. Rebound Medford, Baumgartner, the final second. There it is, off the backboard and the rim, no good. Chahai wins it just barely. 71-69, Baumgartner did the best he could, got to half court, heaved it, but Medford put up quite a fight, and hey, they came from behind against Chahai when they were facing a big deficit. We'll take a timeout, head into the post-Glass and Mirror postgame show when we come back on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Coach Jason Prude joining us now in the postgame on the heels of the two-point Chahai win, 71-69. Well, might as if the season's underway, it might as well be exciting, huh, Coach?
Yeah, that's for sure. What a game. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Medford's a great team. I told the guys at halftime, nobody ever expects to come to Medford and get an easy win. So
right.
We expected them to come out and do their toughness stuff. They're a resilient group. That's their motto, and they played that way. And I think both teams made each other better tonight, and that's awesome to see in that first game. That's what you want out of the non-conference games. Wow, what a game.
Absolutely. You guys, it's tied at 19. Your offense explodes, particularly Minarski and Tomczak, but Minarski really lit it up there. You outscore them 22-9 to take that 13-point halftime lead.
Yeah, we started getting comfortable a little bit running our offense. Medford does a really good job of taking teams away from what they're trying to do and make them try to do something else. And we just got comfortable. We were able to hit the lane a little bit and get some inside out, some opposite passes, and we crashed the boards real well offensively to give ourselves some extra possessions.
Minarski, I mean, really, when he's hot, right?
Oh, yeah. He walks into a gym and he's hot. So
yeah.
He's been with us for 4 years now, and there's ultimate trust in
yeah.
him and the group. I mean, these guys have been through this. It makes it easy in timeouts at the end. You can just tell them to trust themselves, and they've played so many games together, and just a great, great group to coach, and I'm excited to see where the season takes us.
You didn't have Jackson Tomczak down the stretch the last 10 minutes or so, but he did play a whale of a game.
Yeah, Jackson played great, and he's going to learn. He's going to learn for this one. He's too big on this team to to let his emotions get the best of him, and it happens. He's still a young guy, and he'll learn, and he won't make those mistakes again. And I was really, really proud of the way he played and the way he encouraged on the bench, too. He didn't mope. He encouraged his team and helped just guide us to a victory here.
I mean, just him and Minarski, I mean, at different points. And, yeah, he was really the go-to guy there at the beginning of the second half. And so that's going to be quite a 1-2 punch that teams are going to have to contend with, starting with at Rice Lake on Friday night.
Yeah, another one. They're another tough, relentless group. Kevin Orr always does a really good job getting his kids to play, and they got some dynamic scorers. Both Orr boys are going crazy already this year, and really good supporting cast around them. Rice Lake's going to be a tough out, and we got to go up there and be ready to compete.
And lastly, the free throws of Medford. Harabi was a perfect 11 of 11 in the second half.
A lot of free throws.
Yeah.
Got to clean that up a little bit.
Very good. Coach, thanks.
All right, bye.
There we go. The victorious winning coach there, Jason Prue, in the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. And Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And tell you what, we'll take another minute break, come back with some of the highlights and stats, and wrap this thing up in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
The season opener is in the books. Chihai winning both games with a total of 71 points. The JV game earlier, 71-63, in double overtime. The varsity tilt, 71-69. Yes, we had a variety of ties at 2-9 and 19. Later at 65 in the late going there. But Chippewa did what they needed to down the stretch at 69 at tied, but winning at 71-69. And the Cardinals come out of here at 1-0. Great to have Coach Jason Prue joining us in the postgame. Let's check out just some of those second-half highlights. We had some of the first-half highlights during the Hy-Vee halftime show, but want to also bring you the second-half highlights. Just a handful of them here on WOGO in half number two that stood out for Chippewa. And here we go. Baker. Bounce pass, Minarski left baseline, got it. And the Cards up 10. Krumbaker for three, got it. Krumbaker for three, and the Cardinals grow their lead back to 7. Court. The crowd picking it up. Kansas Smith from 15, got it. Oh, Kansas Smith pulls out the silencer and gives the Cardinals a 67-65 lead. Add that to our second half highlights. And so there you go. As Chippewa coming out on top in this one over Medford tonight by a final score of 71-69. The individual scoring looking like this for Medford. How about Tanner Harabi? Had three in the first half, another three in the second half, and a perfect 11 of 11 from the line, all after intermission, giving him 17 points on the night. Zach Rudolph had a field goal and three free throws for 5. Ty Metz also finishes with 7 points. Charlie Kleist fouled out of this game, finished with 9. 23 for Logan Baumgartner as well tonight, and a free throw for Charlie Girrell. Meanwhile, for the victorious Chihai Cardinals, Christian Krumbaker, with a couple of important free throws down the stretch, finishes with 5. Kansas Smith with 7 points on the night. Jackson Tomczak with 21 in the evening. Jackson Google also had 7, some big free throws in that second half. Trent Trent Linder finishing with 4. Also, Mason Minarski had 22 points, 20 in the first half. That does it for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. In Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Checking the WDOGO sports calendar. Next up for us, we've got action for you on Friday night, as it's the Lady Cards in action. They did not play their game tonight, but hope weather looks cooperative for December 2nd game at home against Rice Lake, as we'll keep track of the boys' game, so maybe get some updates on that one as they're playing in the Warriors' home gym on Friday evening. Then looking ahead to next week here on WDOGO Sports on December the 6th, Caleb Swenson and company will have the call. McDonald girls at Thorpe. That's a game coming up on the 6th of December. And then also on December 9th, we'll have the Friday night Chi-High boys at home against Eau Claire North. And December 10th, it's the McDonald boys at UW Stout at 8:25 in the morning against Colfax. So there you go. Some contests to be aware of. And Monday night, December 12th, we've got Chi-High boys back in action against Onalaska at home. And don't forget about hockey on December 8th, a 6:40 start time for the Cards skating at home against Rice Lake. Our thanks to Dawson Halverson manning the controls back at the Wogo studio. I'm Mark Halverson. Again, final score, JV won earlier in double overtime, 71-63. The Cardinal varsity winning this boys' game tonight, 71-69 at Medford. Have a great evening. Thanks for listening. And if you want to check out more, we'll get the podcast posted in the next few hours or so at WOGO.com. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO.